Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Eliezer Sherwinter. Maseches Shkalim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Aaron Solomon, Le'iloi Nishmas Rabbi Cheskel ben Rabbi Yisrael.
Now starting Bezos Hashem, the fourth parak, which begins on Aftes Amud Beis. The Mishnah starts with discussing what Trumas Halishka is used for. The Mishnah says that Truma Ma Hayu Oisimba. What did they do with the Trumas Halishka? What was the Trumas Halishka designated for? Loikimba Tmidim Musafim Niskeim Ha'imer Shtelechem Lechem Aponim Chol Karbona Siber. The Mishnah says that Trumas Halishka is used to buy with it Karbona Siber. In the next Mishnah, in Halacha Beis, on the Afyur Amud Beis, the Mishnah goes on to say that not only is Trumas Halishka designated for Karbana Sibur, but even for Paro Sir Mishtaleach, the Lashon Shel Zahiris, they also come from Trumas Halishka. So before we start the actual Gemara, I would like to give an overview about Trumas Halishka. First of all, we find that Trumas Halishka can only be used with Tzorech Karbonis. But, like we'll see in Halacha Beis, that with Tzorech Karbonis does not mean that Trumas Halishka can only be used for an actual carbon, even if it's just a Tzorech of Karbonis. Still, one can use Trumas Halishka to buy with Trumas Halishka something that is needed for Karbonis. Like we find in Tesis Mavakama, the Fine Zayin Amud Beis. Tesis Mavakama says as follows, that we find in Halacha Beis, that Pura could be bought from Trumas Halishka, even though the Pura itself, Tesis explains, is not an actual carbon, but yet one is still allowed to buy a Pura from Trumas Halishka based on the fact that the Pura is a Tzorech carbon. Like Tesis explains, that since the Kehanim that are oivdim in the Beis HaMikdash, that are oivdim with Karbonis, need the Para for their Tahara, therefore the Para is considered a Tzorech Karbon. And since the Para is considered a Tzorech Karbon, the Para itself can also be brought from Trumas Halishka. Because again, to be able to be bought from Trumas Halishka, you do not need that it should be an actual Karbon. Even something that's only a Tzorech of a carbon, that's necessary for a carbon, is also brought from Trumas Halishka. Tesis in Ksuvah Stav Kuf Vav Amud Beis explains that we say that Trumas Halishka can only be used with Tzorech Karbonis is based on the fact that Klal Yisrael were makdishin oisan with Tzorech kach. Klal Yisrael were makdish their shkolim with Tzorech Karbonis. And since Klal Yisrael were makdish their shkolim with Tzorech Karbonis, therefore the shkolim can only be used with Tzorech Karbonis. That is the first aspect of Trumas Halishka. But we find another halacha in Trumas Halishka, that besides for the halacha that Trumas Halishka can only be used with Tzorech Karbonis, again, like Tesis and Ksuvah Stav Kuf Vav Amud Beis explains, because when Klal Yisrael were makdish their shkolim, they were makdish their shkolim with Tzorech Karbonis. But there is another halacha. Even where one was able to use a Trumas Halishka shelo with Tzorech Karbonis, like we'll see in the Gemara, for example, the Shnei Dayone Igzeles also took their schar from Trumas Halishka, even though that was not Tzorech Karbonis, which is based on that we say Lev based in Masna, that Basin has a right to Masna to use the Trumas Halishka for other purposes besides for Tzorech Karbonis, but yet even so the Trumas Halishka can only be used for things that are considered Tzorkei Tzibur. Only Tzorchei Tzibur can be brought from Trumas Halishka, even after we say Lei Beis Masna. Things that are not Tzorchei Tzibur cannot be brought from Trumas Halishka. And therefore we find in Rashi in Ksuvah Stav Kuf Vav Amud Aleph Rashi says that the Gemara in the Ksuvah Stav Kufav Amid Aleph says that those that are Megiyei Svarim, those that fix Svarim, can also take their schar from Trumas Halishka, is based on that Beis Din were mafkir the Trumas Halishka lekach. In other words, besides for the halacha that we find, that we say lay Beis Din Masna, to use Trumas Halishka for purposes besides for Tzerech Karbanes. For example, Shnei Dayani Gzeleis, that also took their schar from Trumas Halishka. But in Rashi, we see that there is another halacha. For example, Megiyei's Forum, which was not considered Tzarchei Tzibur, that they were allowed to take their schar from Trumas Halishka was based on that Beis Din were mafkir the Trumas Halishka lakach. In other words, besides for the Kedusha that Trumas Halishka has, and the din of the Kedusha of Trumas Halishka tells us that Trumas Halishka should be used and is designated with Tzerech Korbanis, but besides for that halacha, there is another halacha, that Trumas Halishka can only be used for Tzorech Tzibur based on the fact that the Trumas Halishka is mammon of the Tzibur, belongs to the Tzibur. And since the Trumas Halishka belongs to the Tzibur, therefore the Trumas Halishka can only be used for Tzorech Tzibur. And anything that's not Tzorech Tzibur, the only way to enable the Trumas Halishka to be used for other purposes besides for Tzorchei Tzibur is only based on that we say Hefker based in Hefker. That Beis Din has a right to take the Mammon Tzibur and be Mafker the Mammon Tzibur and therefore use the Trumas Halishka for other purposes besides for Tzorchei Tzibur. So again, we see two aspects in Trumas Halishka. The Kedusha of Trumas Halishka, which is designated for Korbanos. And second of all, we see that there's a Mammon aspect in Trumas Halishka, that the Mammon of Trumas Halishka is Mammon Shalat Tzibur, and therefore can only be used for Tzorchei Tzibur. That is what we see in Rashi and Ksuvah Stav Kufav Amid Aleph. Now that we've said that there are two aspects in Trumas Halishka, first of all, the Kedusha of Trumas Halishka, that the Trumas Halishka was neskadish with Tzorech Korbanos. The Kedusha of Trumas Halishka is designated with Tzorech Korbanos. And second of all, that the Mammonis of Trumas Halishka is Mammon of the Tzibur. Let's go a little bit deeper. We find on the Gemara on the Fiyur on the base that the Gemara brings down a machlokes or Meir and Rabbanon if you're mayalin b'shiare lishka, which means to say that after they went and took off Trumas Halishka, if one would go and use a shiare lishka for his own purposes, Rabbanon hold that you are not mayal, you are not chayiv, a korban me'ila, if you went and used the money that was left over after they took Trumas Halishka. The Meir, on the other hand, argues and says, even after they took off Trumas Halishka, still you're a mayalin. Still, if one went and used a shiare lishka, he would be mayal. But the Gemara says, that is only in that year, in the year of which the shkolim were collected. The next year, even like a mayor, one would not be mayal. And like Tesis explains in Kiddushin Daf Nun Daled Amud Aleph, that their mayor says that one is mayal if he one went and used the shari lishka and used the money that was left over in the lishka even after they took off Trumas Halishka. That is only because their mayor holds that even the money that was left over after they took off Trumas Halishka can also be used with Tzerech Korbanos. In other words, if the money in the Trumas Halishka was used up, they would go and take money from the shari halishka for Korbanos. And only then does their mayor say that one is mayalin in the money that was left over in the lishka. But yet, after the year is over, then even like her mayor, one cannot go and use the money that was left over in shari lishka to buy with that money korbanos. And therefore, even like her mayor, one is not mayal in the money that was left over in shari lishka the next year. So according to Tesis and Kedushin, Daf Nundalad Amud Aleph, the Machloikes, Rabbanan, and Rameyer, if one is Mayo, Rishori Lishka, if one went and used Rishori Lishka, if he's Chayiv, a carbon Mi'ila, is based on the Machloikes, Rameyer, and Rabbanan, if the Rishori Lishka could be used for Karbanis. In other words, once the Trumas HaLishka were depleted, in other words, the source of the money from Trumas HaLishka was depleted, does one now have the right to go and use the Shari Lishka and buy with the Shari Lishka Kabanas or not? Rabbanan hold that even after the Trumas HaLishka was depleted, one cannot go and use the money from Shari Lishka for Kabanas. And Rameyer argues, and Rameyer says that once the Trumas HaLishka money was depleted, one has a right to go and use the money in Shari HaLishka for Kabanas. And therefore, since Rabbanan, the Shari HaLishka cannot be used for Kabanas, Halach is Ein Mayalin Bahem. If someone uses Shari HaLishka, he would not be Mayal. Rameyer, on the other hand, that argues and says a Shari HaLishka could be used for Kabanas, holds that one is Mayal B'Shari HaLishka. From here, one sees clearly that we said, that the Kedusha of Trumas HaLishka, the Trumas HaLishka is Kaddish V'Tzeriach Kabanas. From here we see that it is only Kaddish as long as it is still designated with Tzeriach Karbanis. Once the Shkolim can no longer be used with Tzeriach Karbanis, there is no longer any Kedusha left. In other words, not only is it designated for Karbanis, but the whole Kedusha is based on the fact that the din of the Shkolim is to buy with them Karbanis. Once you no longer have a din to buy with the Shkolim Karbanis, there is no longer any Kedusha whatsoever. And therefore, Karbanan, you are not Mayalin B'Shiarei HaLishka, because Karbanan hold that even after the Trumas HaLishka was depleted, one cannot go and use the money left in the Shari HaLishka to buy with them Karbanis. That is as far as the first aspect of Shkolim is concerned. Now let's go to the second aspect of Shkolim. We said before that besides for the Kedusha of Shkolim, there is a second aspect, that the Shkolim are Mamen HaTzibur. Now to explain what Mamen HaTzibur means, we have to go back to the Gemara before on the Gimel Amud Beis. The Mishnah says as follows. The Mishnah says, the Kohanim Darshins, a pasuk, that from which they learned that they are potter from giving shkolin. The Kohanim Darshin, the pasuk says, v'chol minchas kohen kolotia, any mincha v'kohen, is burnt. Hoyil, and therefore the Kohanim had the following shayla, hoyil v'oymer ushtei alechem v'achem aponim shalonu, if we the Kohanim would give shkolin, it would come out that the Omer and Shtei Alechem Vachma Panim would come from our money. Hey, Achne Cholim, how can they be eaten? The Loch is Minchas Kohen Kolel Tia. The Minchas Kohen has to be burnt. The Gemara brings down the Chachamim answered this drasha of the Kohanim as follows. Chachamim said, Kain Meshivin Chachamim. Chatos Yochin Mesa, Ein Chatos Sibur Mesa. Chachamim said that we find a fundamental difference between Chatas Yochin and Chatas Yibur. Only Chatas Yochin is Mesa. In other words, if the owner of the Chatas died, the halacha is that Karban Chatas is Mesa. You cannot be makar the Karban Chatas, the Karban Chatas is Mesa. But that is only by Chatas Yochin. A Chatas Yibur is different. By Chatas Yibur, the halacha is even if most of the Tzibur were Mesa, still the Chatas is not Mesa. And therefore, Chachamim go on to say, so too by Minchas Yochid. Even though Minchas Yochid of a Kohen is burnt, but Minchas Sibur is not burnt. Minchas Sibur is Kreva. That is Chachamim's answer to the Drasha of the Kohanim. So to understand what Chachamim saw, in that we find the difference between Chatas Yochid and Chatas Sibur, the explanation is as follows. Chachamim saw that from that we find that only Chatas Yochid is Mesa, but Chatas Yibur is not Mesa. From there we see that Chatas Yibur is not a Chatas that belongs to a lot of Yechidim, but But yet a chatas tzibur is a chatas that belongs to an entity called a tzibur. This bailus of a tzibur, this communal ownership, which we refer to as tzibur, is not a bailus of a lot of yechidim. But yet the chatas is a chatas of this new entity called a tzibur. And therefore, even though the halacha is a chatas, if the owner of the chatas died, the halacha is a chatas is mesa, but by chatas tzibur, since there are no yechidim that own this chatas, therefore it is impossible for the tzibur to be mes. Because even if the yechidim are mes, but the tzibur is not mes. And therefore, Chachamim go and say, so too, as far as Minchas Kohen is concerned, even though the halacha is Minchas Yochid and Minchas Kohen, the halacha is Minchas Kohen is burnt, but yet a Minchas Tzibur is not burnt, because again, the Tzibur is not made up of Yechidim. And therefore, as far as a Minchas Tzibur, who owns a Minchas Tzibur? We do not see Kaihanim as owning the Minchas Tzibur, because the Mincha belongs to this new entity called the Tzibur, which is not made up of Yechidim. And therefore, it is not a Minchas Kohen, and therefore, there is no halacha of Minchas Kohen Koyoti. And therefore, even if Kohenim will give Shkolim, still the Minchas Tzibur could be brought al gabe mizbeach, and the shrine could be eaten. So one clearly sees from the Gemara that we say, that Shkolim and Chumas HaLishka is Maman HaTzibur, means it's Maman of this new entity called the Tzibur, which is not made up of Yechidim. And so too we find in the Rambam, in Perek Zayin, Mehuchas Nedarim Halacha Beis, that the Rambam explains that we find in the Mishnah, in Nedarim Daf Mem Chesamad Aleph. If two people are Mudarim Hana from each other, they are Asurim Bedavar Shalaisa Ha'ir. But yet they are mutarim bedvarim shalei bava, like the Mishnah goes on to explain, meaning harabayis and the azarais. The Rambam explains the Mishnah as follows. The Rambam explains that they are mutar bedvarim shehim b'shotvos kol Yisrael. They are mutarim tavana from objects that belong to kol Yisrael. Like the Rambam explains, kigoyin harabayis halishkais v'azarais. But yet they are osir Bidvarim shalois ha'ir, like the Rambam says, vasurim bidvarim shem b'shotvos kol anshei ha'ir. So in other words, one clearly sees from the Rambam that there is a fundamental difference between harabayis, lishkais, v'azaris, which come from shiori lishka, and other objects that are b'shotvos kol anshei ha'ir. That by harabayis lishka svazaris, I come from shari halishka, since they belong to Kol Yisrael, therefore we do not see yechidim in the ownership. And therefore, even if two people are madar ana one from the other, still they are allowed to have ana from objects that are b'shutvas Kol Yisrael, based on the fact that even if one went and was nene from those objects are b'shutvas Kol Yisrael, he's not being nene from his friend. Because again, his friend does not have an actual ownership in the Azar and Harabayis. Because the Azar and Harabayis are not owned by Yechidim. They're owned by Kval Yisrael, by this entity of Etzibor, which is Kval Yisrael. But on the other hand, Dvarim Shalis Ha'ir, which is a shutvas, that there are Yechidim, a lot of Yechidim, but there are Yechidim, then, if two people are mudder anah from each other, they are not allowed to have anah from Dvarim Shalais Ha'ir. So again, one sees from the Gemara before in the Afgim Lama Beis and the Rambam that Shkolim belong to the Tzibur, to this entity of a Tzibur, which is not made up of Yechidim. But in the Bavli, in Tzmura, after Sovim Lama Beis, Ochre, one sees that the Bavli argues on the Yerushalmi. The Bavli asks, how can we say, how can you go and bring karbonis from Siri Rigolim Rashi Chadashim that are brought from Chumas HaLishka? Maybe the owners of the money from which this carbon is being brought from were Mesu, and therefore it should have the halacha of Chatash Mesu Be'aleha. So from the Kasha of the Gemara, one clearly sees that who is the owner of this carbon? Who owns this carbon tzibur? The owner of the carbon tzibur, the owners are whoever's money the carbon tzibur was brought from. They are the owners of the carbon. And therefore the Gemara asks, if they died, and that the Gemara says, Rashi, over here in Tzmur, Daf Tesvavim Beis, and so to Rashi in Hurrius, Daf Vavim and Aleph explain, that the Gemara means to say that we see over here that even though the owners were mace, and therefore it should have halacha of chata shemesu ba'alah, but yet there is no halacha, the halacha chata shemesu ba'alah was not said by chata sibur. But not because the Bailam were not mace. Even though the Bailam were mace, still a chata sibur is an exception to the rule of chata shemesu ba'alah. So here one clearly sees in the Bavli argues in the Rishalmi, and the Bavli understands that who are the owners? The owners are the Yechidim from whose money the carbon was brought from. And therefore we find in Rashi and Erech and Daftalot and Aleph that when Rashi explains that if Kohanim give Shkolim, still we say that the mincha that's brought from their shkolim is not burnt, even though there's halacha minchas koyin kololtiya, that a minchas koyin is burnt. Rashi explains that the mincha is not burnt is based on that we go basar roiv, zil basar ruba, and since most of the tzibur are not kayhanim, therefore this mincha does not have a halacha of minchas koyin kololtiya. So again, one sees from Rashi that Rashi understands that the Kohanim are owners in the Mincha. And really, the halacha should be Minchas Kohen Kol Tia. The only reason why this Mincha does not have halacha Minchas Kohen Kol Tia is only because you go Basar Reiv. And Reiv are the owners, are not Kohanim. Again, we have Machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi how to understand this Mamon Tzibur. Does it belong to this new entity called the Tzibur? Or does it belong to the Yechidim from whose money the carbon was brought from? But yet, even like the Bavli, that holds that the owners of this carbon are the ones who from whose money the carbon was brought from, but yet, even like the Bavli, that is only as far as the owners are concerned. But as far as the ones who have a kapara from the carbon, all of Kfal Yisrael has a kapara from the carbon, like we find in the Gemara and Zvachim Daftalot Amud Aleph. That is not dependent upon the owners of the carbon, but yet all of Kfal Yisrael has a kapara from this carbon because the carbon is a carbon tzibur. Now that we finished talking about the actual Trumas Halishka, let us discuss if karbonis have to be brought from Trumas Halishka, or can a private person say, I am being moiser this animal for the purpose of karbonas sibur? So we find the seeming contradiction. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin Amud Aleph says as follows. The Yochid sheis nadiv mishloif. Let's say Yochid was menadiv an animal from him for karbonas sibur. It is kosher. Bovad sheyim seim atzibur. As long as he is moiser this animal at sibur, it is a kosher carbon. It's a kosher carbon sibur. From the Gemara, one sees that a Yochid has a right to Yemayser a carbon latzibur, and the carbon will be kosher. In other words, there is no halacha that the carbon has to be brought from Trumas Halishka. And so too we find in our Mishnah as well. The Rabbi Yosi says, Af haritza misnadiv shoymer chinam. A person can be menadiv to be a shoymer svichin without getting paid. And like the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, Daf Kof Yud Ches, that even though the shoymer was koine the svichim, but yet he can go and be moiser la tzibur. He can go and transfer his ownership and give it to the tzibur. Again, l'chayru one sees that there is no halacha that the korban tzibur has to be brought from Trumas Halishka. A yochid has the ability to go and be menadev a behema l'korban tzibur as long as he's moiser la tzibur. Yet, we find in the Gemara Numa Daf Amud Hei Amud Beis that the Gemara says that a Yochid cannot be Moiser Big Day Kahuna Letzibur if the Big Day Kahuna are being used for Avodas HaTzibur. And the reason is based on that. that Karbanah Sibur, or Big Day Kahuna, Letzerach Avodah Sibur, have to be brought from Trumas HaLishka. And so too we find in Trumas Chassam Sofer Yerideya Simon Reish HaMavav. Chassam Sofer says that one of the problems that one cannot bring Karbanah Sibur Bezman HaZeh is because we do not have Shkolim. In other words, Chassam Sofer understood that in order to bring Karbanah Sibur have to be brought from Shkolim. It's not enough. If one person would get up and say, I am being menadev, my animal, Tzerech Karbanah Sibur. And the question is, what do you do with the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin and our Mishnah, that one clearly sees that there is no halacha that Karbanah Sibur have to be brought from Trumas HaLishka, have to be brought from Shkolim. A person has a right to menadev a korban, but Tzerech HaTzibur. The L'chira from Rashi in Yuma Daf Gimel Amud Beis. Dibur HaMascha Kaviyocho, one sees the following teretz. Rashi says that in order for the Tzibur to have a kapora, it has to come Mishal Tzibur. In other words, even if one person would go and be Moiser this animal at Tzibur, still, the tzibur will not be able to have a kapora from this carbon. So, chayra from Rashi, it comes out that we say in Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin and in our Mishnah, that a person has the ability to meiser his animal to be used for a carbon tzibur, that is only if the carbon tzibur is not coming for a kapora. Like, for example, Minchas HaOmer, Shtei HaLechem, and lachem aponim. But a korban that is coming for a kapora, such a korban can only be mechaper if it's brought mishal tzibur. And therefore, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Amud Hei Amud Beis says that if someone wants to use Big Day Kahuna for a korban tzibur that is mechaper, for that you need that the Big Day Kahuna themselves have to come mishal tzibur. So l'chira comes out the following halacha, that as far as korbanos sibur they're not mechaper, such korbanos can be brought by a yachid, brought by a private person, as long as he's menadiv whatever he's bringing for the tzibur. But yet, a korban that is coming l'chaper, in order for the korban to mechaper la tzibur, for that it has to be brought mishal tzibur, which means it has to be brought from Shkolim. Now let's start the next sugya. The Mishnah again says, Shoyimei Svichim B'Shvias, Neitlin Scharin B'Trumas HaLishka. Tanakama holds that they have to take their Schar from Trumas HaLishka. Rabbi Yossi argues, and Rabbi Yossi says, Af HaRoitza Misnadev Shoyimei Rechinim. Someone could decide to be Menadev to be a Shoyimei Rechinim without taking money from Trumas HaLishka. As we'll see in the Gemara, one sees the machlekes is based on the assumption the shomer was koine the svichin, that the shomer is the owner of the svichin, and therefore Tanakama says that he has to take schar from Trumas HaLishka, because if he will not take schar from Trumas HaLishka, you have a problem, like the Gemara says, ein shal yachid mishtana l'shel tzibur. Obvious question is, how was a shomer kind of the svichim? So we find in the Gemara of Metziah Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph that the Gemara says that the shomer is kind of the svichim is based on halacha v'abata behefker kind of. In other words, a svichim during the year of Shvias or Hefker, and in order to be kind of hefker, one does not have to make an actual ma'isa kinyan. Even Habata Behefker is Kaina. To explain what Habata Behefker means, we find in Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi in Bav Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Ches explains that Habata Behefker means if Al Yadai Nishmar. In other words, if he's watching a Dover Shal Hefker, through the fact that it's being Nishmar Al Yadai, it's being watched through him, that is how he is Kaina the Dover Shal Hefker. Tesis, on the Beis Hamanalfim of Metziah, on the other hand, argues, Tosfos says that we say a bata b'afka kaina is dependent if he was awesome, maisa, cold, or not. If he did any action, like Tosfos gives an example, kagan shagadar gather cut, and he made a tiny fence. In other words, in order to be kaina like Tosfos, the way one is kaina is through doing an action. That is how one is kaina. Rashi, on the other hand, holds that one is kaina through the fact that it is nishmar al yodei. That it is watched through him. According to Rashi, it's pashut that the shomer is kaina the svichim shel hefker, because since he's watching the svichim shel hefker, so therefore you have the al yodei nishmar, it's watched through him. Therefore, midin habata b'hefker kaina, he will be kaina the svichim shel hefker. Like Tosfos that learns that in order to be kaina dvarim shel hefker, you need a maisa kol dehu, you need to do some sort of an act. So according to Tosfos, a Tosfos Yontif explains in our Mishnah that we say that the Shomrei Svichim were Kaina, the Svichim, is because it's impossible through the length of time that it takes to be Shomrei the Svichim that he did not do any act. And again, like Tosfos, even a Maisa Kodu was Kaina. Any act is Kaina. And therefore the Shomrei was Kaina the Svichim. And since the Shomrei was Kaina the Svichim, therefore Tanakama says that the only way that one can be shomer svichim is only if he's neita schar from Chumas Halishka. Now again, one has to understand how were the shomer svichim kaina? The davar shel hefker. Again, they have no kavanas kinyan. They're not planning. They have no intention to be kaina the svichim for themselves. They're watching it for hektish. And if they're watching it for hektish, and they have no intention to be kaina, how did the svichim become theirs? We know that in order to be kaina something, in order to acquire something, you need kavanas kinyan. You need to have kavana to be kaina something. This kasha is the Rashba's kasha in Bava Metzia Daf Kofit Ches, and the Machne Ephraim's kasha in Shruchim Ushutfin Simen Tazayin. Before we enter this kasha, I'd like to ask one more kasha. Besides for the kasha that we just asked, that how are the shomer kaina the svichim if they have no kavanas kinyan, if they have no intention to be kaina the svichim, there's another kasha one could ask. Since they're watching it for hektish, we know that halacha is, if someone's magbiha metziah lechaveira, if someone picks up a davar shel hefker, and he has a mind to be kaina this davar shel hefker lechaveira, there is a man da Omar in Bava Metzia daf Tes Amud Beis that holds that the halacha is magbia metzia lechaveiroi kana chaveiroi. If someone picked up a davar shel hefker and he had intention to be kaina this davar shel hefker for his friend is kaina the davar shel hefker. So l'chay over here also we should say the same thing. If the shomer was shomer the svichim for gavaya, was shomer the svichim for hektish, hektish be kaina the svichim. Just like any other time that halach is magbia metziah lechaveiroi kana chaveiroi. If so, why does Tanakama say that the only way for hektish to acquire these svichim is through buying them through Chumas Halishka? L'chura, from the time that he was watching it for Gavaya, hektish was already kind of the svichim. This is the kasha of the Ktzois HaChoshen and Simen Shin Lamed Vav. To answer the previous two kashas, again, how are the shomrim kaina the svichim if they have no intention to be kaina? And also, if they were shomer the svichim with tzayach kavaya, why wasn't kavaya kaina the svichim? L'chayra, one could answer with the following chiddush, that we say habata behefker kaina, that a person is kaina hefker with habata, even without doing a maisa kinyan, even without doing an actual action to be kind of the chayfetz, even like Tosfos of Metziah daf Beis Amud Aleph, all you need is a maisa kol dehu, which does not qualify for a maisa kinyan. From here, one sees that there's a fundamental difference between being kaina something mechaveiroi from a second party and being kaina something from hefker. And one could explain as follows, that to be koine something from Hefker even without doing a Maisa Kinyan, and even without having intention to be koine, still one is koine a dover shall Hefker. Because that one is koine a dover shall Hefker happens automatically. As long as a dover shall Hefker was nishmar al yodei, was watched through him like Rashi, or like Tesis through doing a Maisa kol zehu, automatically the Hefker is nikna to him. Which is different than any other kinyan, when someone buys an object from a second party, that he's acquiring the object. And only when someone is acquiring an object from a second party, do we say that you need a Maisa kinyan, to do an act of kinyan, and that you need intention to be koine. But by Hefker, that you are not acquiring the object, then even without a Maisa Kinyan, and even without Kavanas Kinyan, one can be koine a Chethet Shel Hefker. To understand why Hefker is different than any other time when you're acquiring a Chethet from a second party, L'chaya, one can explain, based on the Rashba in Kedushin Samechei on the base, that the Rashba says the way Hefker works is a chus hakol oleha. In other words, everyone has a chus in Hefker. And what happens by habata behefker koine is that this object shall Hefker, that till now was birshus hakol, is now his exclusively. And therefore, for that reason, one can say that therefore you do not need Kavanas Kinyan. Even with that intention to be Kaina, it is still yours. Because again, by Hefker, all you're doing is that the Bailus that you had till now became yours exclusively. And therefore, even without Kavanas Kinyan, one can be Kaina. And therefore, one can answer the second Kasha as well. We asked before that just like we say Magbiya Metzia L'Chaveira, there is a man Damar that holds Kana Chaveira. Why by Hektish don't we say the same thing? If he's watching the Svichim for Hektish, why don't the Svichim belong to Hektish? So here the answer is based on what we said before. That we say Magbiya Metzia L'Chaveira Kana Chaveira is if someone does a Maisa Kinyan, if someone does an act of acquiring a Metzia, then we say that he can acquire the Metzia for a second party, as long as he was Mechavin, to be Koine the Metzia for a second party. But by Habata Behefker, that there is no acquisition of the Chefetz. The Chefetz becomes his automatically, through that he's being Shomer the Chefetz, or through that he's doing a Maisa Kol Dehu. There is no way that one can be Koine the Chefetz for someone else. And therefore the Chefetz becomes his, and the only way Hektish is koine the Chefetz is through paying him his schar from Truma Salishka. Now let's go on to explain the machlekes between Tanakama and Rabbi Yisi. Again, Tanakama says that the Shemei Svichem have to be neitlin schar and Truma Salishka. Rabbi Yisi argues and says, Af haroitzem is nadev Shemer Chinam. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Ches explains that everyone holds Habata Behefker is Koine. In other words, the Shomrim were Koine the Svichim. The Machloikis is if when the Shomrim go and are Moiser the Svichim to the Tzibur, are we worried, like the Gemara says, Shema Loyim Serenu Yafe Yafe, maybe they will not be Moiser the Svichim to the Tzibur properly. And therefore, like the Mishnah ends off, it is not Bo and Mishal Tzibur. It is Bo and Mishal Yachid. Because as long as he's not Moiser or Tzibur Yafe Yafe, it is Bo and Mishal Yachid. Explain that we're worried that one will not be Moiser or Tzibur Yafe Yafe according to Tanakama. We find in Machlokes Rishonim. Rashi in Bava Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Ches explains that we are Choshesh that he will not be Moiser with Tzibur B'Lev Sholim. Like Rashi says, a person would rather that the carbon should be brought Mishalai. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin Amud Aleph And so too in Yuma Daf Amud Hey Amud Beis. And so too one finds in the Ritva that argue on Rashi. And they understand the Chsha Shema Lo Yimisrana Yafe Yafe is not because we're Chayshish that he will not be Meiser Belev Shalim. But yet they understand that the chashash is that someone might make a mistake and think that he does not need to be Meiser B'Lev Shalem. To understand what the mistake could possibly be, Tosfos Rosh Hashanah Daf Zayin and the Ritva explain that the chashash is that we're scared that he will not realize that he was Kaina the Svichim Ba'avata. He will think that he was never kaina the svichim to begin with. And therefore he will not be meiser the svichim to the tzibur. Because he thinks that the svichim were never his. That is how Tosfos Rosh Hashanah and the Ritva explain the chshash. And according to Tosfos and the Ritva, this chshash is exclusive to Shomer. Because again, the Shomer assumes that he was not kaina the svichim. But yet, as we'll see in the Gemara assumes that this chshash applies across the board. And so too we find in Tosfos and Yuma, that from the base, this chshash is not only by Svichim. This chshash, that someone might make a mistake, is not exclusive to Shomer. So again, one has to understand, what is the chshash? What mistake could a person possibly make? So we find two basic pshatim in the Achronim. The Brisker Rav in Kisvei Agriz in Tmur Daf Vav, and so too in Menaches Daf Nun Beis explain as follows. The Brisker Rav explains that the chshash is that a person, even though he'll be Moisel with Tzibur and he'll have in mind that he's giving it to the Tzibur in order for the Tzibur to receive a kapara, but yet the mominess that he has, the ownership of the korban, He will retain for himself. And in order for the tzibur to have a kapara, it is not enough that someone went and was makdish a karban amanas, that the tzibur should be niskaper with the karban, that the tzibur should receive the kapara sa karban. The tzibur has to be actually the owners of the karban. And therefore we're scared that someone might make a mistake and think that he does not need to give over his mammon that he has in the carbon to the tzibur. That is how the Brisker Rav explains the mistake that we're scared someone will make. The Chazon Ish in Eben Ezer Simen Kof Lamed Vav and so too Menoche Simen Membeis of Katan Chaf Dalet explains the mistake that someone could make differently than the Brisker Rav. He explains that every makdish, whenever someone is makdish a carbon, the fact that he was makdish the carbon, that itself gives him a zchus in the carbon. And therefore, in order for the tzibur to have a kapara with this carbon, as long as he is considered the makdish of the carbon, the tzibur will not have a kapara with the carbon. The only way that tzibur can have a kapara with this carbon is only if it will be considered as if the tzibur were makdish the carbon. And therefore, the Chazon Ish explains that we're scared that someone might make a mistake and think that as long as he's makdish for the tzibur, it is still enough, even if he will remain the makdish. And in order for the tzibur to have a kapara, it has to be considered that the tzibur themselves were the makdish. That is a mistake that a person might make according to the pshat of the Chazon Ish. But if one looks carefully in our Gemara, l'chora one sees that our Gemara is chilek on the Gemara of Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Ches. Again, the Gemara of Metzia Daf Kuf Yud Ches understands that like Tanakama, one cannot be menadiv to be a shomer chinam on the svichim, to watch the svichim without getting paid from Trumas Halishka. The Gemara of Metzia explains it is based on that we are worried that he will not be Moiser Letzibur Yafe Yafe. Either like Rashi, that he will not be Moiser Letzibur B'Lev Shalim, or like Tosfos and the Ritva, that he will make a mistake and not be Moiser Letzibur. But yet, the Lashon of our Gemara is different. The Lashon of our Gemara is that Pshat in Tanakama is because Ein Shal Yochin Mishtane L'Shal Tzibur. In other words, it sounds from our Gemara that the Chashash is not that he won't be Meiseret L'Tzibur B'Leiv Yofa, or that he'll make a mistake and not be Meiseret L'Tzibur. But yet, there is a Halacha that Tanakama holds that Ein Shal Yochin Mishtane L'Shal Tzibur. In other words, to be considered a Korban Tzibur, it has to be brought from Trumas HaLishka. As long as the Korban Tzibur is not brought from Mamon HaTzibur, it is not considered Shal Tzibur. That is why Tanakama holds that one cannot be Minad of Vi Hashem Achinam. And if so, one can explain in other machlekes that we find between our Gemara and the Bavli. In our Gemara, we find the following chiddush: that Tanakama says, "Ein shal yachid mishtana or shal tzibur, one cannot be menadev to be a shemachinim on the svichim. That's only as far as the actual carbon is concerned. Machshire carbon are not included in this halacha." Tanakama agrees that Machshire Karban could be brought to Mishal Yachid. On the other hand, the Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamed Hey Amud Bey says that there is a chshash of Shema lo yimserem yafe yafe, that we are chshash that one will not be meiser even Machshire Karban l'gavaya. This ha'ara we find in the Mishnah Melech in Perek Dalet Mihilchos Shkolim Halacha Vav. So according to what we said before, it could be the explanation of the Machlekes as Pashat. The Bavli and Yerushalmi are going Lushitosayu. Our Gemara that explains that Tanakama says one cannot be Menad of Liyashem Mechinam is based on that Ein Shal Yachid Mishtana or Shal Tzibur. In other words, to be considered Shal Tzibur, it has to be brought from the Trumas HaLishka, from the Mamanat Tzibur. That halacha is only in regard to Karbonis. But as far as Machshire Karbon don't have that halacha. As far as Machshire Karbon are concerned, Machshire Karbon can be brought to Mishal Yachid as long as he gives it over to the Tzibur. But on the other hand, like the Bavli that understands that there is a chashash that he might not be meiser letzibur, so that chashash applies to machshire carbon as well. And for that reason, the Bavli holds that even by machshire carbon, we are worried that one might not be meiser letzibur yafe yafe. Now let's go on to the next sugya. The next sugya is a sugya of Omer ba minasuya or not. Can Omer come from Surya or not? The Mar brings right from our Mishnah that Ein Omer ba minasuya. Because had Omer been ba minasuya, who needs Shemer Svichim to be Shemer Svichim? Just bring Omer from Surya. But the obvious question is, how would it help to bring Omer from Surya? Even according to the Manda Amar Kivosh Yachid Loishmei Kivosh. In other words, we have a Machoikas as far as the Halachas of Surya are concerned. Do we say Surya is like Eretz Yisrael, like the Manda Amar Kivosh Yachid Ishmei Kivosh? Even though Surya was considered a Kivosh Yachid, yet it is still considered like Eretz Yisrael. Or do we say Kivosh Yachid Loishmei Kivosh? But we find that even like the Manda Amar Kivosh Yachid Loishmei Kivosh, but yet the Rash and the Goyin and Shnois Aliyahu and Perek Vav Mishnah Beis of Shvius hold that still Medrabanan the Peiros of Surya are Hefker, even like the Manda Amar Kivosh Yachid Loishmei Kivosh. So how would it help to bring Peiros from Surya? Even from Surya you would need Shomrim, because the Peiros and Surya are also Hefker Medrabanan. So if so, what is the Gemara's Raya from our Mishnah? That Minchas HaOmer cannot be brought from Surya. So one sees clearly from the Gemara that had Omer been able to be brought from Surya, so too one could bring Omer from Chutz La'aretz as well. And therefore, Since in Chutz La'aretz, the Paris are not Hefker, who needs a Shomer? So in other words, one sees from the Yerushalmi that had Omer, had one been able to bring Omer, the Minchas HaOmer, from Surya, so too one can bring the Minchas HaOmer from Chutz La'aretz. And the question is, what is the Raya? Maybe one can bring Minchas HaOmer from Surya, like the man, the Amar Kivosh Yochet Shmei Kivosh. In other words, Surya is considered like Eretz Yisrael, according to the man, the Amar Kivosh Yochet Shmei Kivosh, even Minatzeria. But yet, that is only as far as Surya is concerned. As far as bringing Minchas HaOmer from Chutz La'aretz, one can't. One can only bring it from Eretz Yisrael or Surya, which has the same din as Eretz Yisrael, Minatzeria, like the man, the Amar Kivosh Yochet Shmei Kivosh. So the Chora one sees from the Yerushalmi that even according to the Manda Amar Kivosh Yachet Shmei Kivosh, but yet Surya and Chutz La'aretz have the same din as far as Minchas HaOmer is concerned. As far as Minchas HaOmer is concerned, had one had the ability to bring Minchas HaOmer from Surya, so too one would be able to bring Minchas HaOmer from Chutz La'aretz as well. And L'chaira, the explanation is based on that we find the Me'iri in Gittin Daf Ches. That the Me'iri in Gittin Daf Ches says as follows: even according to the man de Amar Kivosh Yochet Shmei Kivosh, still, Surya is not completely like Eretz Yisrael. And L'chaira, the explanation in the Me'iri is as follows: that there are two components of Eretz Yisrael. There's Eretz Yisrael, there's a Teiras Eretz Yisrael as far as mitzvahs hatuyes ba'aretz, like for example the Chi of Trumas u'Maisras. But yet there is something else called Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. There's the fact that there's Kedusha. Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. And therefore one can say that even according to the Manda Amar that holds Kivosh Yochet Shmei Kivosh, but yet that is only as far as mitzvahs hatuyos ba'aretz are concerned. As far as having a teiras Eretz Yisrael, according to Manda Amar Kivosh Yochet Shmei Kivosh, Surya has a teiras Eretz Yisrael. But as far as Kedusha is concerned, only the actual Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. Surya, even like the Manda Amar Kivosh Yochet Shmei Kivosh, does not have Kedusha. And therefore, for Minchas HaOmer, one needs Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And similarly, we find in the Ran in Adarim Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph that the Ran says, as far as Eder HaYarden is concerned, even though Eder HaYarden is Chayev B'Chumas HaMaisris, but yet one cannot bring the Minchas HaOmer from Eder HaYarden. Like the Ran says, Ve'Eder HaYarden Ve'Neskadesh Avas HaOmer U'Miktzas Kedushas. Again, because for Minchas HaOmer, one needs Kedusha. And L'chaira, one sees clearly like that in the Mishnah in Kelim that our Gemara brings down. The Gemara brings a raya from the Mishnah in Kelim. The Mishnah in Kelim says, Eser Kedushas Ein. And one of the Kedushas the Mishnah mentions is Kedushas Eretz Yisrael Shmeivien Mimena HaOmer U'Shtei HaLechem. And Cheschinach in Mitzvah Reish Pei Dawud asks the following question: why did the Mishnah leave out mitzvahs hatuyos ba'aretz? So chirofi, what we said before, the teretz is poshet, because as far as mitzvahs hatuyos ba'aretz, they are not dependent upon Kedusha. And therefore the Mishnah only mentions those mitzvahs that are dependent upon Kedusha HaSeretz Yisrael, which are only Minchas HaOmer and Shtei HaLechem. And therefore, from the Mishnah and Kelim, the Gemara brings a raya that Omer is not brought from Surya. Because had Omer been brought from Surya, even like the man Amar Kivosh Yochet Shmei Kivosh, one would see that Omer is not dependent upon Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, would not be included in one of the Eser Kedushas that the Mishnah and Kelim mentions. And for that reason, the Ar Gemara understands that had Omer been able to be brought from Surya, in other words, Omer is not dependent upon Kedusha, one can bring Omer from Chutz La'aretz as well.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.